if your nervous system gets freaked the fuck out by all of these new changes and all of these new shifts, then it's gonna take you right back to where it feels safe.
Welcome to the Material World Manifestation Podcast. I'm your host, Cher Enya, a certified hypnotist and mindset coach. This podcast is here so that you can start making massive quantum leaps. I'll be sharing a decade of manifestation and mindset tips that have allowed me to set up my sole purpose business, quit my 9-to-5, transform my identity, and start creating a life that gives me internal and external freedom, as well as true happiness and fulfillment. You can expect in-depth teachings, guided visualizations, and actionable steps, because you can't just daydream about a limitless life. You must co-create it through intention, energy, and getting unapologetic about what you want. It's time for you to manifest a life even better than what is on your vision board. So let's get into this episode.
I talk a lot about quantum leaps on this podcast. And to be honest, I just love the word quantum leap. I love the word quantum leap and I love the word timeline shift. And I understand sometimes these words are thrown around a lot, and because they are abstract words, they're not necessarily words where there's like a definite meaning that everyone might agree on. I'm going to share with you what I mean when I am referring to quantum leaps on this episode. And one thing I will always say is that this isn't the truth. I'm never saying that what I say is the truth and the right way, the only way. This is just my way. This is just what I think. And if you share it with me, amazing, even if it's just for this episode. So let's say we are living in what they might call a multiverse. Now, I don't know if we are, but let's just say we are. And a multiverse is essentially where there are multiple universes with multiple timelines. So for every single outcome that could ever be for you and your life, there is. It's a possibility because there is a timeline for it existing in this multiverse that we're in. And I will always refer you back to the quantum field episode. I will see if I can find a way to link it in the show notes. If you haven't listened to that, that will set you up with an even better understanding of this. But essentially, the idea with timelines or living in this quantum universe, it means that for every possibility that could be, there is. So for every single outcome that is possible, it is a timeline existing in this multiverse. And all that's required, and I say all, like tongue in cheek, as if it's just as simple as stepping onto the right timeline. We know it's not necessarily that simple, but essentially aligning to a timeline that you want is how you ultimately end up on that timeline and change your life. And we can look at this in a really grand scale. So there is a timeline where you are living in Dubai in a penthouse suite, and you might not even want that for your life, but it's possible. Like, it's not impossible that that might happen. It might feel impossible logically, but it's not. Even if it feels like it's a 0.1% chance that that could be possible, we can't rule it out. But what we can rule out is that there is a timeline where you have wings and you are flying around. Like, we know it's impossible for you to fly. So there cannot be a timeline where you fly, but there could be a timeline for you where you live in Dubai, because mathematically, there is a possibility, even if it's a tiny one. So through this lens, all a quantum leap is instead of doing something in the time expected by reality, by society, you ultimately achieve it a lot quicker. So, for example, society or a collective belief, the majority belief might be going from earning £0 in your business to £1 million in your business in the space of 6 months is pretty unlikely, and to earn £1 million by society's thinking and logic, it might take 5 years or 10 years in your business if you're starting from zero. But we know that there are people out there who have moved from zero to 1 million in a lot shorter space of time. So it's just achieving something a lot faster than you, quote, should. And changing your life in a way that's very different to how you were living it before. And, you know, other people might have their own perspective. That's just mine. And I've made a few quantum leaps in my life. And every quantum leap has followed the same pattern. It all started by receiving an idea that I actually took action on, and I didn't hesitate. I think a big thing when it comes to ideas is there's a time frame in which you either act on it and you start putting that idea into motion very quickly, almost so quickly that you don't even give yourself time to logically think about it. And then there's those ideas where you let it just sink in and think about it for like a day, a week. And the longer you leave it, the foggier it gets, the more doubts creep in, and the less likely you act on it. So every quantum leap I've made has followed a pattern where I get an idea and I don't think about it. I just do it and I follow through with it. Now, that all sounds great, right? Changing your life really, really quick, getting the result you want really, really quick, like beyond quick. Yeah, that's how we would all love to do it. Absolutely. And this is what most people, I would say, are trying to do. They're trying to go after their dreams, make a massive jump. And what often happens is that their nervous system hasn't got the memo that they are making a quantum jump. And all of a sudden, they move from one lifestyle and one reality onto another very quickly. And their nervous system is still living on the old timeline very comfortably, which means their nervous system gets thrown into an environment where their life has changed and it is being signaled as a threat. And this is something that sometimes difficult to really get your head around, is that even though your life may be very, very uncomfortable right now, it's very likely that if your life is uncomfortable, but it hasn't changed in a long time and you've been living in discomfort for a long time, your nervous system may well just be very used to that type of discomfort. So much so that it's comfortable being in that uncomfortable environment. So every time you try and change, your nervous system, your unconscious will just take you back to the environment that it's used to. And this happens on that kind of scale. So some people might make a big change in their life, a big shift very quickly. Nervous system is still on the old timeline and the new timeline is a huge threat to them. And many people are also still living with a nervous system that hasn't been updated since childhood. So living with a nervous system that is still very much believing that they are this fragile, scared baby whose only way to survive is by relying on other people to keep them alive. So if you think when you were a baby, you relied on caregivers to bring you food to keep you alive. You were at the mercy of someone else for your survival for a very long time. And your nervous system got used to that. And then when you grow up, unless you update the nervous system to let it know that you no longer need to rely on other people for love, for survival, it's just going to keep you people-pleasing. It's going to keep you looking for validation. It's going to keep you looking for ways to keep everyone happy, to keep you away from judgment, because that was what you were conditioned with when you were very, very tiny. You needed love in order to get food. You needed to be a good girl. You needed to behave yourself. You needed to be kind and loving. And when we don't update this, we're still running off that programming, which is why so many people have people-pleasing tendencies, and then they label themselves, well, I'm a people-pleaser, I'm this, I'm that. And it's nothing to do with who you are. It's just the way that you believe you need to be, because nobody's let your deeper mind know that you don't need validation or love for your survival anymore. So when you show up, you're playing small, you are fearful of doing things differently from what anyone else is doing, you try to avoid being negatively thought about, which means you just try to not get thought about at all. So you're not putting yourself out there, you're not putting yourself in the spotlight. And when you do try to show up as your future self, or you try and start that business idea or whatever it is, you get that feeling of being an imposter. But this is all because of your programming that is still running from childhood. So when you start updating this software that you're running from, you start operating differently. And your nervous system finally gets the memo that showing up on social media or showing up on TikTok or starting a podcast or starting the business or whatever it is that you've wanted to do, but you've been holding yourself back from doing, your nervous system gets it that that's not going to kill you. So let me tell you about one of my quantum leaps I've made. I was living my life in a 9-to-5 job and I was underpaid, pretty miserable. I was always fighting for pay rises, always. And I loved the job that I was doing. And that was the sad part about it. I absolutely loved the job. I loved the company I was with. I just loved everything about this job that I was doing. But I wasn't getting paid what I knew I deserved to get paid. And I would keep asking for a pay rise. And I would keep getting told no. And when I finally did get a pay rise, it was nowhere near what I expected I was going to get. And what this does over time is it creates a worth for yourself. So I began unconsciously to believe that I was only worth a certain amount of money to get paid. Even though before that, I believed that I was worth more. So anyway, I then had this idea for a business. And this business idea was in direct conflict with the job that I was in. And I was working on this business idea behind the scenes, in the evenings, on the weekends. Then I had a huge motorway accident. A lorry crashed into our car. It was really bad. And I don't know how, but me and my boyfriend were able to walk out of our car. I mean, our car was pretty smashed up. And it was from that moment that I decided to go all in on this business idea. I was still working at my job and I was putting more time in after work every single evening on the weekends to try and grow this business that I had. But I still knew I was in direct conflict with the job I was in. And I knew if the job found out, I would be in trouble. So I ended up quitting my job. I had earned about £500 in my business at that point. And I don't recommend people do this, okay? I don't recommend people do this, but I did it. I'd earned £500, quit my job. 1 month later, I'd earned £5,000 in my business. Then a couple of months after that, I'd earned another £10,000 in 1 month in my business. And then a couple of months after that, I had a £15,000 month in my business. And this all happened in the space of 6 months. So I went from underpaid, miserable, trapped, in a massive car accident, very low self-worth around money, to all of a sudden, free from my 9-to-5, had all this success, more money than I had ever had in my life. At that point, the most amount of money I'd ever been able to save in my life was £10,000. So I had £10,000 of savings. That was like my life savings. And I had earned more than that in 1 month. So that was a quantum leap. I had timeline jumped from being in a job that was not fulfilling me and a life that was not fulfilling me to being on the timeline of earning more money than I'd ever earned with a business and freedom. It was wild. But what happened then was I completely burned out. I got ill. My body just wasn't keeping up with the pace. And it was almost like something in me just put on the brakes, the emergency brakes. That's the only way I can describe it, because I was so happy. I was loving this incredible freedom that I'd experienced. And these brakes were so hard that I couldn't shift them. And I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know why I was feeling this way. And that year in business, I earned almost to the pound the same salary that I was earning in my full-time job, almost to the pound. And that was completely unconscious. I wasn't aiming to earn the same amount I was earning in my job. I was obviously aiming to earn way more because I was building some serious momentum. But when those breaks went on and I earned exactly what I was told I was worth in my full-time job, I knew there's more to this. This is something that's running far deeper within me, because there is no such thing as a coincidence. And what had happened is my unconscious mind had forced me to stop and realign with what it felt safe with, which was the salary I was told in my job that I was worthy and capable and safe to have. And this is what happens when you make a quantum leap and you haven't aligned your nervous system with where you are going. And at the time when this happened, I knew about manifestation, law of attraction, and I knew a bit about the mind, but absolutely nothing that I know now. So I just jumped on this timeline and I am just going for it. And this is how it works. And nobody told me, well, actually, if your nervous system gets freaked the fuck out by all of these new changes and all of these new shifts, then it's going to take you right back to where it feels safe. And that's exactly what it did for me. So when you are intending to create a quantum leap in your life, the moral of this story is to align your nervous system with that life and that leap that you are intending on making. That was the one thing I didn't do. And even though it was tough, I am so glad it happened, because it taught me to realign my nervous system along the way at every step for every leap I intend to make and have made since that point. And that's where you build these sustainable quantum leaps, where you can actually make a massive shift in your life, change your reality very quickly, and stay there. Instead of bouncing back a few steps, you stay there and you get to build momentum on it. Bring your nervous system along with you. We do this in rapid resolution therapy. We create shifts at a root level, because your only job is to be the visionary of your own life. You are the visionary. You are the creator. You are the one that is the manifester of ideas, birthing ideas into reality. but it's also your job to create these sustainable leaps in your life as well. So understand what fears, what limiting beliefs, what blocks, if you get super honest with yourself, come up for you when you think about your big goals and dreams that you want to make happen and even make happen really, really fast. Because this is the stuff that is absolute gold dust for you that you can clear, rewire, reprogram so that when you do make the leap, you stay there and you build momentum on it. I hope you love this episode. I would be so appreciative if you could take 1 minute just to write me a little review if you are on Apple. That really helps the podcast get picked up on the podcast algorithms. So it really helps me and fuels me to create more episodes. And if you're on Spotify, just hit the number of stars that you feel you would like to give. I love you so much. Have a wonderful rest of your week, and I will see you in the next episode. Thank you for listening to this episode. Please let me know you loved it by leaving a review, and make sure you are following me on TikTok and Instagram so we can be friends. You'll find me at I Am Cher Enya. I love you so much. Keep up your progress, and I will see you in the next episode.